Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to Warn Radio Advocacy and Gospel News for the Persecuted Church. I am Tower, and we are glad you joined us. Warn Radio Advocacy broadcast for the Persecuted Church is a fast-moving gospel news program. And all correspondence and inquiries of broadcasts of the WIBR Warn Radio Network can be sent to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. Today is Wednesday, the 23rd day of October, 2019. And the scripture reading for this week is Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 1 through chapter 6, verse 8. Isaiah 42, chapter 42, verse 5 through chapter 43, verse 10. And the New Testament portion is Matthew chapter 1, starting at verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 23. And also John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Be sure to take time to read the pertinent articles by The Watchman. This week, we feature The Son of God, Kingdom Served, Kingdom Come. The Son of God suffered without the camp on Golgotha. Today, that same Son of God reigns. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. For those who are called, we are reminded that if we neglect so great a salvation, how shall we escape? The world shall pass away and all that is therein. To which shall you aspire? Also, America, shadows of misdirection. In America, we find this has been pushed to take your attention from the real issue at hand. This nation is being brought to the brink. Will be the case for either remaking America or restoring this great erstwhile nation. It is a battle where America is caught in these shadows of misdirection. And you can read those articles and more by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter. On Twitter, look for hashtag WatchmanIS216 and hashtag Warn Radio. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Warn Radio Visions is on Block Talk, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes 1 and 2, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Warn Radio on Acast. And the show videos are on Facebook and Google Play Music. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Looks like a good show tonight. We have, up front, we'll be talking about Iran. We have China destroying churches and detaining pastors. India Christians praying for others to be jailed. Christians in Saudi Arabia, Christians visitors beware. And Nigeria persecution. Okay, we'll be talking about those stories and more as we have time. So, what's going on, Dana?
Well, I got some news from our one of the people that we send our show through. And and excuse me. And we've added, or I should say, they've added some more to their little network, to their network. And so we are available on the blog talk, and of course, blog talk is connected to iTunes. And of course, there was talk that iTunes was going to get rid of iTunes. They're changing it. I'm not sure. I haven't got any word as to exactly what they're doing. So if you go to Spreaker, you can hear us. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. We've added Podcast Attic, CastBox. Deezer is pending, and so is Google Podcasts. Both of those should go through with no problem. And so we are on a number of various platforms, that, and that's our network that we spread it out through. We've got quite a few. Now, Podcast Attic is one of the foremost Android podcast things that there is. And so being added to Podcast Attic is really important, as well as CastBox. So we're happy to be connected. You can also listen to all the shows on our websites. We do have a regular app for you to just play and do there. But we also have them embedded on our websites where you can download them and you can read the background. That's a little bit different. In the old days, we used to do that all the time, even when we had some of the others. It was really difficult in the beginning to do all the shows, but I was doing it because I had to put in all the HTML. We didn't have all these fancy little various apps and various things. So at any rate, that's the show, Warren Radio, 3 days a week. You can find those. We also have an extension on our social media, and pretty much you can listen to any of the shows through, or find links to the shows on the various platforms, Facebook, our three Twitter feeds, Tumblr, USA Life, MeWe, LinkedIn, of course, and Instagram. All these are things where we have an extensive amount that we've spread out, and it's kind of common today. And of course, there are people that can get real extensive in all the various platforms that they, you know, send stuff out to. But we're still growing, still doing it. So we're happy about
that's
that.
That's good. That's great.
Now, first up, you know, and I think that I put this before I even get to it. Yeah, that's, we're not going to do that one because that one has already, boy, there's a lot of stuff out of Nigeria. It's just absolutely amazing.
Oh, it's horrifying.
In this upfront one, God, it's just hard to believe. You know, there's just so much stuff going on. In some updates out of Iran. Now, you know, we prayed for various individuals like Abedini, who was in Iran in prison, and he finally got released. But now there's 9 Iranian Christians who have been sentenced to 5 years. And of course, they charge them for acting against national security, which is kind of typical because they don't want any Christianity. Iran is a Muslim nation, and so the Ayatollah sees anybody other than Muslims as an enemy of the state. We've been talking about this because the word actually was out there quite a long time ago that the Ayatollah had told the authorities and the Republican Guard and things that and their security serves to crack down on Christians because too many Iranians who are Muslims are becoming Christians, so they closed it down. And so it really gets, to be a kangaroo court. Going up there, you don't have a chance to get away. I mean, Abedini wasn't doing anything wrong, and they threw his butt in prison. And that's the way they work.
He was trying to help establish a orphanage there for
the
children.
Well, yeah, he was connected with kids.
You'd think they would appreciate that.
Well, you'd think, but they probably figured that what he's doing is trying to get the kids and turn them into Christians. So they think all of this. Now, the presiding judge would not allow the attorney of 5 of the defendants to represent them. So they ended up rejecting the attorney provided by the court, and they were sent to Evan Prison. This is where Abedini was. And this is a pretty notorious prison. They send you there on purpose because people that go there get beat up. It's a tough time. It's a tough sentence. And
it's horrible.
And of course, Abedini, when he got out of there, said there was about 100 people a month that were on the beheading and hanging list, or the hanging list, I think he said. About 100 months while he was there. There was that many people that were facing
this.
That's
astounding. Kind
of, yeah.
That, they would put that many to death in a month.
Well, he said there was always about 100 of them that was on that. Now, I don't know if they killed them every month, but he said every month that there was 100 of them. So who knows, I mean, I know very well that they're not just doing that to Christians because some time ago, it's been probably a year or two, that there was pictures of some of the Kurds that live on the border over there that they had hung. And there was like 3 of them, young men, that they were hanging, Kurds.
Hmm.
And so, Iran's not a friend at all.
Oh, absolutely not.
Just no way. And of course, the good news out of China, and we've got another one here on China, and that's the mega church. Now, the mega church that they according to this, seating capacity of over 3,000, and they detained the pastors. And there was no legal papers ordering the church's demolition.
They did it anyway. They demolished the church.
And it was part of the country's officially recognized church network. And so this is really kind of interesting when they start destroying the churches that are in the network. And, I think that China is so afraid of Christianity there because it grew so exponentially over the years that, that's why they're cracking down. Now, the good news out of China is that this mess over in Hong Kong seems to weighing down a little bit, because the one law that they were concerned about had been taken off the table at Hong Kong. And the one that the one guy that was in prison that brought up all this, he was released. So, I'm not really sure, what they're going to do next. But, they need to leave Hong Kong alone. But nonetheless, China is not a friend. They've never been a friend of the gospel. They had an open, it was open for a while, but back in the 70s, it was not open like it was. It didn't really break open until Nixon's visit, and then it took a while, and it slowly increased. And then probably in the last 20 years, it really grew. And then the last 5 years of that 20, they started cracking down slowly, until now they've got it to where they pretty much are back to the time of Mao. Except I don't think Mao allowed even state-recognized churches.
Well, it doesn't sound like they're going to. That Z is going to either.
Well,
is that
you
how
know,
you say his name, Z, President Z?
Z, yeah. Well, the Chinese communists are not friends of the gospel. They're just not.
Nope.
They've never been. They've always been communists. But see, we were talking about this 5 years ago, that there were more Christians in China than there was registered members of the Communist Party. Now you figure that out. So you think about it. And so the Christians are so many, but they allow the government to oppress them. And, pray for China and pray for the church there. Another one, and Tower mentioned this today, we were talking about it, and that's North Korea, terrible, terrible situation in North Korea. And so remember North Korea as well. And don't believe anything. Don't believe anything China says. So at any rate, I think before we go to your story, the thing that happened today was a group of the Republican in the House went down and confronted Schiff in his committee. He threatened them with ethics violation. These Republicans are not deterred. And of course, Lindsey Graham is going to be filing a motion to condemn the whole process in the Senate. The one that he hid, that he wouldn't let anybody know, he actually met with them. I think it was 14 days or 2 weeks before he ever shifted. With this secret witness, he met with him, I think it was 2 weeks before, he even came out. And, of course, he said he hadn't met with him, so he lied there. And
yeah.
The thing of it is, this guy has no firsthand information. It goes back four different sources. Billy told Johnny, who told Cynthia, who told Becky, who finally told the... I mean, give me a break. Talk about a farce.
Boy, how the story got exaggerated by then.
So at any rate, I don't know where it's at, but it is a mess up there. And I don't know legally what they can do to stop these committees from screwing around. But this means is that this thing, even if they pass it, will be dead on arrival in the Senate.
Good. We don't want the president impeached.
Unless, of course, the Republicans screw around, But, see, it's not an impeachment unless you pass the impeachment. See, this is not an impeachment he's doing. The whole process is a sham. It's not according to law. There's nothing about it. And that's what this article, just one of the things that I discussed in this recent article I wrote, and I recommend you go into Warren USA, warren-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com and reading that article.
So what happened today?
Well, these Republicans had a, you know, kind of a conference outside the meeting room down in the basement, and all the press was there, and they condemned it, and then they just went on in. And they all went in, and they were in the face of Schiff, and he immediately got up and took the witness and hustled him out. And then after the Republicans left, he went back to holding his meeting. But, this makes Schiff look like a liar and a cheat and makes the Democrats look the same way. And frankly put, there are some Democrats, including old Green. I think his name's Al Green. I don't know. And this guy absolutely vehemently hates Trump. And so you have a group of these people. And, of course, I talk about the hatred of a lot of those that want to get rid of Trump. And they hated him before he ever got in there, but they really hated him when he won. And now they really, really hate him now that people love him. Because every place you go, every place he goes and has his meetings, it's packed, both on the inside and outside. So at any rate,
yeah, that's amazing. And then the other people, the Democrats, speak before 4,000 people, and Trump's got 50,000 people, 25,000, 30,000. He speaks in front of.
Well, up to 70,000, I think this one was, because he had another huge group outside of it.
Yeah.
He speaks to tens of thousands of people at a time.
He does.
And this social media, I forgot how many it was. I told you what it was when I read it. But he has just a huge number of people that follow him. Of course, you know, when he said the word lynching the other day, you know, concerning what the Democrats were trying to do, all the liberal networks took that.
Lynch mob?
Oh, yeah. And they were just berating him up one side and down another and having a heyday. But Justice Thomas even used the word, because they did treat him like it was a lynch mob. And he even said that this is a high-tech lynching. Make no mistake about it. If you don't like the word lynching, then stop trying to act like that's what you're doing. Clean up your act. Because right now, Schiff is a liar and a thief and a cheat. And so are those participating, because it's immoral, illegal, and it's not even right. You can't have any kind of an impeachment process, especially when you're using these kind of witnesses that have no first-hand knowledge whatsoever. This is nothing but farce, and this is meant to just keep going until the election to try to hurt Trump. This is all they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And the Democrats, if they're that stupid to think that the American people don't know what they're doing, then these Democrats have another thing coming. And if you're a Democrat, I can't see how you can be proud of these people up there. You know, the bottom line of it is, if you're going to impeach, you need to do it the proper way, and you need to bring it out, and everybody has to be able to see the witnesses. But you do it in a dark, like
That's
you're
right.
a bunch of freaking thieves, like you're liars and you're cheats and you have something to hide. Well, if that's what our government is, God help us, because you people are a sham and a shame to the American way of life and to our constitutions. And I roundly condemn the Democrats involved in this. And as far as Schiff, it wouldn't do any good, because the Bible says, don't answer a fool according to his folly. And this impeachment and this little hearing where little Schiffy Schiff gets to run the show, this is his fool's paradise. God help us.
That's right. It's wicked to try and destroy a man like that. It's just wicked.
Well, the thing of it is that you don't face your accusers. You can't say anything. Nobody knows what's going in. And even the Armed Services Committee chairman couldn't be allowed in. And it was some of his people being interviewed. And he has a right to be in these kind of meetings. And they wouldn't let him.
Exactly.
And so this is the kind of closed doors, lying and cheating the Democrats are doing. And with that, I'm done. But you need to understand that in America, in order for us to help people around the world, America has to stay strong. And when we have this kind of lying, this kind of cheating, this kind of blatant lies, even coming out of the press, know this, that if they succeed, this country is done and destroyed. And when this country goes down, you're not going to have the Samaritan's purse and everybody else able to help all the people that need help around the world because you gave in to the wrong thing. God help us. May God grant us victory in this so we can continue to do what we're doing. And with that, Tower, are you ready to go on your next, on your first one here?
Well, did I read that last week?
No, I don't think you did because that's where it, read it again.
Okay. This is, comes to us from Open Doors, UK. India's Himachal Pradesh state has passed a new bill against forced conversion. This requires anybody seeking to convert to another religion to inform a district magistrate a month in advance that they are doing so of their own will. The priest performing a conversion ceremony will also have to give a month's notice. But local Christians are worried that this bill will be misused, which probably will be. Part of the bill prohibits the offer of any temptation in the form of any gift or gratification or material benefit, either in cash or employment, free education in a reputed school, run by any religious body, easy money, better lifestyle, divine pleasure, or otherwise. Indian Christians are concerned that this will be used to target them. It now means that anyone praying for others, others healing, will be accused as someone who is enticing people by offering them a better lifestyle, divine pleasure, or otherwise. Anti-conversion laws are already in force in 7 other Indian states. And Odisha, Madhya Pradesh, I'm not sure how to say all those, but
don't try.
Such laws have gained popularity in recent years, and Hindu radicals are calling for anti-conversion legislation to be made law at the national level. The proposed punishment for those is in contravention of this bill is 7 years in jail. This is more than double the 3 years proposed by the existing 2006 Freedom of Religion Act, which the new bill seeks to revoke. This bill also states that any person or organization violating the provisions will not be allowed to accept donations or any kind of contribution from within or outside the country. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Home Affairs has introduced new rules about receiving foreign funds for all of the officials and non-governmental organizations, NGOs. They will have to declare to the authorities that they have not been persecuted or convicted of converting anyone from one religion to another. These fears among India's Christians that these rules will be used to persecute Christian NGOs and that these NGOs will be investigated more often and asked to cease activities relating to Christianity. They are also more vulnerable to false accusations. And this is India is number 10 on the 2019 World Watch List. So that's pretty high up there.
Yeah, it is. And of course, again, we see Hindus right in the middle of the mix. And of course, the government and Prime Minister.
They want to make it national law so that it affects the whole country and not just the 7 or 8 regions.
Well, see, this is what the world wants to do. They want to control Christianity. They want to stop it. And we see this kind of fear. It's taken over North Korea. It's taken over China. And it's taken over Pakistan, but they're trying to do some things to change that. It's taken over India. India has always been a tough place. But when the BJP party came in years ago, the Hindu ruling party, that's the one, and there began a big persecution of Christians, which Christian authorities, leaders, said would happen. So the bottom line of it is the government say you can't do this. And somewhere along the line, the churches of the world, the Christians, are going to have to understand their source is the Lord.
That's right.
And, you know, the bottom line of it is that somewhere along the line, and this is worldwide and even in America, no matter what the governments of men say, we obey the Lord. Period.
Exactly.
And, you know, and see, you know, where this can come in, if it gets too bad, is for America to use their influence to stop these governments from making these stupid decisions. Because they have no right to crack down on the believers there. But see, they are just scared to death that every Hindu is going to become a Christian and they're going to lose their religion. Matter of fact, when Christ was on this earth and he was walking around in his own among his own people, you know, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the high priests and all of his minions, every one of them was worried that the Lord in his miracles, especially when he raised Lazarus from the dead, that the whole world would go after him. And this is typical. This is one of the typical things. You know, everybody's going to become a Christian and we're not going to be able to have our own faith anymore. And, you know, they're all going to follow him and... This is typical, and they use the fear tactic, and this is why they crack down. You know, the biggest thing of it is that Christians, even the weakest one, the newest one, can rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. And there are miracles and signs and wonders that are going on around the world. And these miracles and signs are done in the name of the true Lord of glory, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. These Hindus don't have nothing. Neither do the Muslims. Neither do the other religions. There's only one true and living God, and this is what the world does not want to listen to. You know, man has his science, and so, you know, he has his humanistic endeavors, and they can't come to grips with the fact that men are sinners and they need to be saved. You know, today, Franklin Graham even called out, I forgot who it was, the authorities in California because of their stand on abortion over there. He told them they needed to wake up over there, that, you know, it's not okay. And he was being interviewed, I'm not sure who with, I didn't read the whole thing, but he's done that before. Now, see, that's Franklin Graham of Samaritan's Purse. He's also, works in, of course, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. That's his dad's organization who's gone. The bottom line of it is that, you know, who else do we hear, Tower, that's saying things like that? There ain't very many.
Nope.
As far as real leaders, you know.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know.
Graham will just tell him, and that's what we need.
Good for him.
Yeah.
For you.
So at any rate, that is India, and of course, when we're talking of India, it's, you know, India has always been a tough place. Barnabas Fund brings up the situation with Saudi Arabia, and of course, the biggest stink with Saudi Arabia is when we tried to muster all the forces, the Bush administration did, when we went in to take on Saddam Hussein. And so we had to have troops there, and this, you know, made a problem because Americans were perceived as heathen, although, you know, the Saudis looked at themselves as the true faith, which Islam tries to pretend, but Islam is not the true faith. Ishmael has it wrong. Ishmael needs to repent. The promise went through Isaac, not Ishmael.
That's
and of course,
correct.
That only that revelation and who the Lord is, you know, it doesn't come through human understanding. It has to come through the Spirit of God. And so some of the newest news was that they had opened up their doors to tourists for the first time. And they offered a tourist e-visa. But the problem you have, and this is something being in the service, they tell us that when you're stationed overseas or on a ship like I was in the Navy, when you go into port and you go out on leave in some other country, you're subject, the minute you get off that ship, you're subject to foreign laws. And they said, if you get in trouble over there, you're not going to like the jails particularly. And in addition to that, you're going to be over the hill if you can't get out of there. And you will be in trouble with us then. And we were warned strictly, you know, about, and even when I was stationed down in San Diego near, you know, a little leap across the border to Tijuana, I had buddies of mine, you know, everybody went to Tijuana. I didn't go to Tijuana. I had no desire to go to Tijuana, you know, because they go down there to drink and find whores. That's what they do. I wasn't interested in that. Dear God in heaven. And some of them went down for dope. I wasn't interested in all that stuff. And, well, at any rate, you know, I know of some of them that didn't make it back. Never had a word, never seen them. When I got done with school in the Navy, I was shipped out and never seen them again. One day I seen them, the next day I never seen them after that. They were going to, that weekend, they were going down to Tijuana. So I don't know if they ever made it back or what, but never seen them. And so Saudi Arabia, you know, they're telling you that. But, you know, and of course, this is true in a lot of these things, not just Saudi Arabia, even Israel. You go, if you're carrying a Christian Bible in some parts in Israel, some of these radical Jews are going to take them and you may get the daylights beaten out of you. This goes on. So Bibles in Saudi Arabia are not to be displayed in public. And if you bring a lot of Bibles in, you're going to face severe penalties.
That's true.
And so, you know, they did discover the ruins of an ancient church, and it dates to the 4th century.
Wow.
Yeah, a long time ago, you know. And what this means is it was discovered in the 80s, but the Syrian International News Agency said they wouldn't allow any visitors to the site. Of course, they don't want anybody using that. See, these people totally, you know, Saudi Arabia is not our friend, although we count them as a friend and an ally. But they are not a friend to the Christian way of life at all. And they're not a democracy by any stretch. So, and of course,
yeah, and
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
Well, Saudi citizens, and this isn't the only one, but Saudi Arabia is known for beheading and hanging people that do wrong. So, you know, if you get over there and you're carrying Bibles or doing something, or if you are over there as a Saudi citizen and you decide to become a Christian, you risk execution because they'll accuse you of apostasy. And so that's why you can never allow your conversion to become known. And so in America, you know, we have people converting all the time to Christianity, and some in Christianity even want to be Muslims. Go figure that. But at any rate, you know, we don't even know what that's like. You know, America, even if someone tried to make it like that, you would have a war on your hands. Because over here, the Christians have guns. They know how to shoot. And our forefathers, the pastors, the black-robed regiment, they would, like they would say, there's a time to preach and there's a time to fight. And that's how we won our independence. Make no mistake about it. Christians in America will fight back. And a lot of them guns. So you come toting a gun and you want to come into our house, you better watch out, because these Christians, they'll blow your butt off to protect themselves. Now, they won't want to, and they won't do it in hatred, but they will protect themselves. So make no mistake about it. You know, you don't pull the tail of a tiger without getting bit. You screw around, you're going to get trouble, big trouble. So that's another place, that tower that you and I cover a lot, is Nigeria.
Oh, I know. My goodness.
Now, this again, the first story is about Fulani militants who cut off this woman's hand. She ran into a group of them, and they told her to place her hand on a log of wood, and then they just lopped it off. And so she ran into the village, and the herdsman took the hand and ran away. And, you know, of all the groups, you know, when I look at it, you know, the Fulani are nothing but a group of wicked, wicked, evil people that need to be stopped. But Buhari, who is the one in charge over there, the president, he is a Fulani. He doesn't do anything about the Fulani. He also don't do anything about Boko Haram, who still has Leah Sheribu. And, you know, they've been kidnapping others as well. Well, Morning Star News even talked about this. And this is, again, the Fulani herdsman who kidnapped 6 teenage girls from a Christian-run high school. And, you know, these people are nothing but a bunch of chicken, lily-livered, heartless cowards to go attack a high school and take these young girls. And it's beyond me. You know, why Nigeria doesn't do anything? Well, it's a big place. Well, you know, if I was president in there, I would hire somebody like, you know, some of these special forces dudes that are meaner than all, you know, what, and tell them to go in and find them and kill as many as you can and destroy them and be done with it. You know, the thing of it is that these people need to be held accountable. But see, all of this stuff lines up with the lawlessness, the mystery of iniquity out of Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians 2. So you're not going to get rid of this. So although we would want that to happen, you know, we want justice, just like the souls under the throne who have had been martyred for the name of Christ in the seals. And they said, Lord, how long are you going to wait to avenge our blood? And he says, rest for a while to the rest of those who are to be killed that will be completed, and then I'll take care of it. There's a time for vengeance. That vengeance is coming. Now, it would be nice if they would repent and stop it.
Yes, it
would. But see, every week there's news out of Nigeria. Every week we talk about the Fulani. Every week we practically talk about Boko Haram. You know, I mean, there's enough is enough. Somebody in Nigeria has to care. But see, this is how
you
these,
would think.
You know, these groups, and that's the frustrating thing. We report, and even if you give money to certain organizations to help over there, that doesn't stop these murdering yahoos from going in and doing it again. And in some of these areas, and this was happening in Egypt for a long time, and this was outside of Egypt, and I mean, on the border of Egypt over in the Sinai, and it was, trying to think if it was, can't remember the group that was doing it, but they were killing Christians in the villages where they were all the time. And they said, we love to kill Christians. They're our favorite target.
That's horrible.
It is.
That's, those people are possessed with an evil spirit to be like that.
Well, they're demon possessed. That's what they are. And they think they're going to heaven because Muhammad knew how to get people involved in his religion. Well, you know, you can go out, rape and pillage and murder, and guess what? Allah's going to reward you for it. What kind of a God rewards people for slaughtering others, for kidnapping young girls and raping them and doing things to them? What kind of a God is that? That is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who sent his only begotten son. Now, see, the world wants to be politically correct. But the bottom line of it is, there is a true and living God, and his son is coming back to establish a kingdom in righteousness. He's coming back as the warrior king, the greater son of David. His name is Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ in the English. He's coming again. And when he does, he will destroy all those who have destroyed the earth. He will hold every person accountable for their bloodthirsty ways and everything they've done. He will establish righteousness, and we will finally see an end to that. But this is the frustrating part. You want it stopped, but you can't, because what we are witnessing is greater than all of us. There's only one who can stop it. And he's coming.
That's right.
And he will stop it completely. And we're not done yet, because we've got a lot of big wars coming. Make no mistake about it. And there's trouble eventually that's going to hit America as well.
Yeah.
And it gives me no pleasure to say that. This bump in the road with these knuckle-headed Democrats and that lawless shift is just another thing we can't do anything about. And we will see what God will do with this nation. You will find out. And when he does, you will know he has moved.
That's right.
So we are now... Huh?
Oh, I just was going to, I have another story about this Cuban apostolic pastor.
Yes, I was going to ask if you were ready.
Yes, this pastor's name is Toledano Valente, and he's a prominent leader in the apostolic movement in Cuba. And he's been summoned to the police station at least 17 times since August 1st. They've informed him that he is accused of a crime of disobedience because of a women's event his church celebrated in August. And during a previous appearance at the police station, the commander told him that he would be charged with disobedience and risk imprisonment if the church went ahead with the planned Deborah conference the following day. Despite the threat, Emmanuel Church went ahead with the event. And there was a formal accusation lodged against him, and the authorities refused to give him a copy of the document, and it took 3 hours before he was given a reference number against the case. And Toledano Valente says, in Cuba, pastors are more at risk than criminals and bandits. Since I have not fled into exile, they seek to put me in prison. I've committed no crime. It had to be manufactured. My disobedience, according to them, is that I cannot meet with other pastors in the nation. I cannot meet with those in other cities. I cannot carry out any religious activities. That is to say, they want me to stop being a pastor. And he's come under intense pressure in recent months. And over a period of 4 days in August, he was summoned to the police station and interrogated. For him, they wanted him to cancel a youth event, and the owners of the land where the church currently meets were also threatened and forced to sign a document prohibiting church services on their property. And in July, the government stopped him and prevented him from boarding a flight to the U.S. to attend the U.S. State Department's Ministerial on International Religious Freedom. He's still officially banned from leaving Cuba, and his rights to move freely within the country is also restricted. And this is just horrible, the religious freedom being taken away over there. They're being criminalized. And he's being targeted.
Well, it is Cuba.
Yeah.
You know, that's Cuba. And even though Castro's gone, they're still like that. But now, is this guy a Protestant?
He's apostolic. He's a prominent leader in the apostolic movement.
Yeah, he's a Protestant. See, because the Catholic Church over there, and see, Rome, the Pope has actually gone to Cuba. So when you talk about, so the bottom line of it is that they are really more Catholic than they are Protestant. So, you know, from what we've seen from what happens over there, the Catholic Church, because of the Pope and the politics, actually get away with more than these others. These other groups are targeted, and this is an example of that. And so all in all, we talked about Iran, we talked about China, we talked about the U.S. and this thing in our house today with all this going on. We talked about India, Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, and in Cuba. And, of course, the bottom line of it is that every week when we do this, you know, there are always more events than there is, you know, the ability to report them. And we do this to let you know what's going on. But there are miracles. We've talked about miracles and signs and wonders, aren't there, Tower?
Oh, yes, lots of them. They haven't reported on any lately, though.
No, but that doesn't mean they're not going on.
That's
in a
right.
lot of the areas, it's very, very important to keep the people protected when this happens, because death is everywhere all the time. So we do this to bring these stories and bring the situation of the persecuted church up front. In America, we have our own problems in the churches. And, you know, we have to deal with those as well. But overseas, people really need help in a lot of areas. And so remember to pray for the persecuted church. Pray for those who are in bonds. Don't forget that visit our websites at warren-usa.com, Dana Glenn Smith. We need you to take an active role. Right now, in order for us to get the articles out and a lot of other stuff, everything requires money to get it promoted. We need money to promote these shows. So if you're looking to help get the word out, go over to our websites. There's places to find that you can help us out. But we need to be able to do more advertising. And what I mean is take the articles, take the stories, and put them in the thing. Because I can tell you that in the last 10 years, the high-tech liberals have made it to the point, especially Google. But see, Google today, they send me $150 all the time to advertise. The bottom line of it is that in a lot of these, there's just your stuff goes nowhere. And so we need to advertise these articles. We need your help. Read the articles. Pass them on to your friends. Tell people about the shows. And be sure you can listen to us on a lot of different platforms. I used to listen to a lot of them through iTunes. I mean, through TuneIn, which is a good app. And iHeartRadio. I mean, we are on a lot of different avenues, and we need to advertise on some of these bigger platforms and stuff like that. So we need to get the word out for the church and the world, and we also want to be able to get the word of God preached and taught and teach the gospel as well. So that's our goal, get the word out no matter what it is. So, Tower, we're coming down to the end.
Yep, we want to thank everybody for joining us. We love you. We pray for you. May God richly bless you for all you do for the King. And we appreciate you listening. Pass these shows on to your friends. And be sure to join us tomorrow night for Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 22 on Battle Lines. God
yes,
bless you.
And
we thank you
for listening. We have a show. Don't forget the other two shows we do. We're in the Book of Isaiah and the seven churches in Revelation on Fridays. So check her out. Until next time, this is the Watchman. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.